Tensions at the border between Thailand and Cambodia erupted on the 28th of May after a Cambodian soldier was killed. Peace talks happened over the weekend and an unconditional ceasefire agreement was reached on Monday, but this did not hold. Carlos C. asked Dr. Dalbir Alawat from Macquarie University how this border conflict started.
If you look at the intensity of this conflict, there were artillery strikes and also the air attacks. So this was one of the biggest one in the recent history of the two countries. Around 300,000 people were displaced on both the sides. The issue is that the conflicts do not come to an end at a particular point. So what happened that there was a mediation by the Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim. Thailand was not as much agreeable because Cambodia states that it should be resolved as per the International Court of Justice that gave its decision in 1962 and again clarified in 2013. And this is in favor of Cambodia. Thailand insists that it is a bilateral issue and it should be resolved by the two countries. There was sufficient pressure from different corners, such as from the ASEAN Association of Southeast Asian Nations, and also President Donald Trump of United States.
What are the global implications if this conflict continues?
In the warlike situation, people start crossing national borders in panic. As a result, that poses threat to the national security of other countries, because when other elements also take advantage of such situation, such as criminals, terrorists, also take advantage of such border crossings, and that can be certainly put a threat to the national security of other countries.
There has been quite a lot of antagonism between Cambodia and Thailand, which goes back to the Ayutthaya and Khmer kingdoms. In the grand scheme of the history of both nations, why has this conflict occurred now?
When the Franco-Siamese Treaty was signed in 1907, there, the boundaries were drawn, but these map boundaries are sort of vague. And Thailand as such now does not recognize. Cambodia insists on the French-drawn maps. Mainly the conflict is around Priya Vihar temples. This is a corridor where both the countries ascertain their claims over these temples because the faith and tourism are there. So that is becoming a critical point in the absence of clearly demarcated national boundary lines.
It seems both sides aren't well equipped to go into war at the moment, considering Cambodia is still a developing country and Thailand is also developing. What seems to be the future for this conflict?
After 5 days, it appears that Cambodia was running out of the ammunition and it approached the United Nations for a special meeting so that the ceasefire can be imposed. But both the countries have the fragile economy, and if this war goes on, then they cannot sustain it, and their trade will be affected, as will be the routine life of the people. And when these tariff issues are around, other countries like Vietnam and Indonesia can benefit from these uncertainties. So both the countries understand that this is crucial time. Economic framework need to be strengthened. Trade tariffs should be negotiated. So in a sense, if you look at the domestic constituency and the public opinion there, there is not much as much a favor for a war or an ongoing conflict. Though conflicts are difficult to resolve in one go, it takes time for building trust.
Dr. Dalbir Alawat, senior lecturer at the School of International Politics at Macquarie University, speaking there with Carlos C.